And you're listening to VPR. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. We've known for a while that a good workout can help boost your mood if you might be feeling a bit blue. But a new study out of the University of Vermont found regular exercise could help reduce the risk of suicide in students who are bullied. Here to talk with us about that study is Associate Professor Jeremy Seibold. He's the lead author on the report. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You studied data from more than 13,000 high school students. What exactly did you find out about the relationship between exercise and suicide?
What we found was that exercise across the board, exercise for 4 or more days a week, was associated with significantly lower sadness, reported levels of sadness, suicidal ideation, and suicidal attempt. And those results actually extended to the bully victims, so the students who reported having been bullied.
And when you say suicidal ideation, you mean suicidal thoughts?
Correct.
Why study bullied teens in particular?
We all hear all too often the negative consequences of bullying, and it seems to be on the increase. It's certainly something you hear quite a bit about in the media. And the research is pretty clear that bullying has not only sometimes catastrophic consequences for children, but can extend across the lifespan and increase the likelihood of substance abuse and other mental health, you know, concerns across the lifespan. So we feel that there's a serious need for novel programming that's aimed at kind of mitigating some of these consequences.
Help us understand the science here, Professor. How exactly does regular exercise change the behavior of bullying victims who are thinking about hurting themselves?
Great question. So this study is not able to support or suggest a mechanism behind these results, but it certainly supports further research that could do just that, hopefully with time. But in general, exercise has been shown for quite some time to have robust positive effects on anxiety. It has antidepressive effects, positive effects on self-efficacy, and certainly mood-enhancing effects across the board. So I can't really say that it has a unique mechanism or a unique effect on bullying-related consequences, but I would argue that this is just another example of positive effects of exercise on the mental health correlates that are often disrupted in both the bullies as well as the victims.
Did these specific findings surprise you about the big impact that exercise could have on bullied teens?
I think the surprise for me came and actually seeing that there was a substantial reduction in the report of actual suicidal attempt. So a behavioral attempt at self-harm was inversely related to exercise participation. So to me, that's a bit of a surprise and certainly a very, very positive piece of new data that we should continue to explore in the literature.
So to your mind, Professor, what's the takeaway here for school administrators, for policymakers?
We should really continue to consider novel interventions that are aimed at not only bullying prevention, but certainly novel and cost-effective interventions to supplement programming that's out there to kind of deal with the consequences of bullying in the school systems. And these data further implicate exercise as one of those considerations. I think in particular, I would ask questions of school administrators with regard to decisions around potentially cutting physical education classes or recess time, and those sorts of programming decisions that may be made for reasons other than health, unfortunately, and may be made for purely economic reasons or purely other reasons in the educational system. I would just encourage them to consider the accessibility to physical activity as potentially a very positive tool to help keep kids healthy.
We've been talking with University of Vermont Associate Professor Jeremy Seibold. He's the lead author on a new study that found exercise reduces suicide attempts by teens who are bullied. Professor Seibold, thank you.
Thank you for having me.